Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unlimited satisfaction just by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own fantasies just for coming. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. So just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender pleasure, go ahead and take a deep breath and just hold it for a moment. And then let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 40 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman, as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body, as you enjoy tonight's show. Jane awoke, but fought the desire to open her eyes. The soft orange glow of the sun caressed through her eyelids. The salty mist of the sea reminding her that she wasn't in the city. The ebb and flow of the tide gave a gentle chorus to her waking moments, like being in a dream, and Jane certainly didn't want to shatter that illusion. She struggled with the ideas that just 24 hours ago she awoke to the sound of police sirens and the stink of the inner city. Now she awoke to the feeling of being, well, clean, oddly pure and innocent. She could feel the gentle rise and fall of Nick's chest under her cheek, her hand still on his chest. A blanket had appeared during the night to cover them both. She honestly had no recollection of it covering them. Presumably one of the other people of the party must have taken pity on them and covered them. Although she had to admit, the air felt so warm she really doubted it was necessary. Resisting the urge to open her eyes, or even move, in case it might turn all of this into some vague dream, Jane immersed herself in the warm glow of the warming sand. Inevitably, her mind drifted back to last night, and what she had done. What they had done. Maybe she could cast off her inhibitions after all. Well, maybe not all, but she certainly felt that even in the gentle light of dawn, there were parts of her that were awakening, that she had pretended just weren't there. It just wasn't what a lady did, or even thought about. Yet even now, with Nick laying peacefully underneath her, the memories of last night stirred a desire deep within her. It was all she could do to squeeze her thighs together in a vain attempt to control the gentle throbbing between her legs. It did little to help. In fact, it only made it worse. The caress of her dampness reminding her how much she wanted to explore her desires. Very gently, she moved her leg around Nick's thighs, the hairs on her leg bristling gently against her soft flesh. Very slowly, she started grinding her hips against him, feeling his muscle tense in his sleep, accentuated the sensation moving through her pussy. Rubbing her clit slowly along his tense muscle, his gentle pulsing creating a tingling deep within her. Gently, she slid her hand down the plane of his stomach and slowly over his growing erection, pushing along his length with the heel of her palm, Her fingers explored his balls, massaging them gently, determined not to awaken him. Feeling them tighten under her touch, she smiles at herself, listening to his gentle moans. Sensuously, she traces one fingernail back up the length of his now hard cock. And as she reaches the tip of him, she caresses that most sensitive part of his erection, grinning like a Cheshire cat as his moans grow even louder, despite his sleep. Opening her eyes, she watches a torment of pleasure moving over his face. Lowering her lips, brushing them over his nipples, she circles one with her tongue, before sucking it between her lips. The burning between her thighs moves over her body, a torrent of arousal electrifying every nerve in her. The intensity in her pussy denying her the urge to take things slowly. She slides over Nick's thighs, holding his cock firmly in her hand, teasing the head of him along her lips, rubbing him against her clit, forcing a low moan from her own throat before gently sliding down his length, clutching with need around his girth, her lips stretching, aching to move faster, but stopping herself, denying her that pleasure just for a moment longer, just enjoying the feeling of his cock growing inside her, filling her even deeper. Watching Nick move, his pelvis thrusting lazily as if in a dream. Jane slides her fingers over his chest, rubbing his nipples between her fingers, pinching them, the sensation of his body tensing against her, filling her with need and desire. The desperate clutching of her core, reminding her of her own need for satisfaction. Lowering her head, her lips brush over Nick's erect nipple, her tongue playing with him, teasing him, his moans becoming more of a growl, reminding her of his final moments last night. Jane raises her pussy slowly along the length of his cock, feeling the very tip of him caressing her folds, before biting his nipple and pushing her pussy down hard along his shaft, riding him as hard as she can. His eyes shooting open, his pupils dilated by the intensity of the sensations moving through him. He cries out a guttural moan. Unrelenting, Jane pushes up and down his cock, increasing her speed faster and faster, harder and harder, as she feels her pussy clutching at every delicious inch. Her toes curling in the sand, her thighs tensing as her body trembles in anticipation of a rising orgasm. Trying to hold it back to time it with Nick's, but her pussy has other ideas. And when his hand reaches for her clit and rubs it furiously, she can do nothing but submit to her need. Her whole body tensing, her pussy clutching furiously at his thrusting cock, the sensations of his wide shaft rubbing the walls of her pussy, taking her over the edge as her orgasm explodes through her. Her core tightening around his cock, squeezing it until the sensation of a stream of his warm cum fills her needs. Gently riding him, as she enjoys the sensation of his still pulsing cock inside her, Jane pushes her hand through her hair, smiling and saying, "Good morning." Nick grins back at her. Still panting, he manages to say, "Morning. That's quite the alarm call." "Yes, I'm glad that no one decided to have an early morning stroll." Pulling her gently onto him, he kisses her tenderly before saying, "Well, you do seem to be coming out of your shell." "I'm more surprised than anyone. If my friends at home could see me now." "And what would they say, Jane?" Nick asks softly, as she lays her head on his chest, the gentle pulsing of his cock maintaining the afterglow in her body. "Well, they would be surprised. I normally come across as very reserved," she replies, her fingers playing with his chest. "But you aren't inside?" he asks. "Well, no and yes." "Come on, you'll have to explain now," Nick said through a gentle laugh. Well, Jane said, pausing for a moment, I have thoughts. I wouldn't call them fantasies, but more ideas that seem to make my body ache in such very desperate ways. But to be honest, my partners have been very vanilla, so I kind of accepted that as a norm. I won't ask what the ideas are just yet, but if you want to explore them, feel free. There is no judgment here. We'll see. I think I might be too shy to come that far out of my shell, she whispers. Well, whatever you're comfortable with. So what's on today? Jane asked, desperate to change the tone of the conversation and save any more embarrassment. Generally, some people will be jet-lagged, so they'll rest most of the day. I'm not sure what time it is, but we tend to have a barbecue on the beach around 7, although that can be any time up until 11. We're not very big on timekeeping. Most of the day we will catch up with old friends, telling stories about our lives and our artwork, sharing photos, and meeting the people that are here for the first time. Running his fingers through her hair before he continues. When dusk comes, we usually do a sensory exploration, which is a way for people to let go of the shackles of their normal life and really let their creativity flow. Just their creativity? Jane asks, giggling. Creativity comes in many forms, and some people need something a little more physical to let go of the shackles. By the third day, pretty much everyone will be completely relaxed, and we can share in each other's energy. Jane smiles to herself as she closes her eyes, the intensity of her orgasm finally lulling her to sleep on his chest. When she awakes, the smell of the barbecue hangs heavy in the air. There was laughing and talking a little way off. Her stomach grumbled like a crotchety old man, reminding her she hadn't eaten since she left her apartment yesterday morning. Shaking Nick awake, she said, Let's get food. I can smell bacon cooking, her voice overflowing with excitement. Nick gazed at her blearily as she grabbed his hand, pulling him up. She threw his discarded clothes at him before grabbing her own. Getting dressed quickly, he was still buttoning his shirt by the time she was looking civil again. Pushing her hair back, she fastened it into a ponytail before pressing him to hurry up. Come on, Nick, I'm starving. As they stumbled over the sand hurriedly, Jane carrying the Samaritan's blanket and Nick still buttoning his shirt by the time they reached the bonfire, which was now just dying embers, apart from one area where they had stoked it to create a makeshift barbecue. Gwyn and Mark were both sat there, devouring the best-smelling bacon Jane had ever experienced. Two others were sat on large stones, but Jane didn't recognize them. Yet still they smiled warmly as she approached. Gwyn smiled widely at Jane as she said, I'd grab the bacon quickly, otherwise I might just eat the lot. Putting the blanket down on the sand, Jane grabbed the paper plate and some bacon from the iron pan before sitting on the blanket and leaning back against a rock next to Gwyn. Gwyn leaned down to her and whispered, I hope it wasn't too cold last night. And don't worry if you got anything on the blanket. It washes easily. Jane looked up at her, a blush burning across her face. Gwyn just smiled in response, winking, before devouring another slice of bacon. Nick grabbed a paper plate and some bacon, before refilling the pan with some more uncooked bacon. Before he sat next to Jane, introducing the other two women sat in the circle. Jane, this is Penny and her muse Beth. They're both very talented musicians. They were playing the drums last night. Both smiled warmly at Jane as they ate their bacon. Jane smiled back, suddenly feeling very shy. The conversation was light and friendly around the barbecue. As the morning wore on, more and more people joined the little group. Jane couldn't hope to remember all the names of the people she was introduced to, She was never very good with names at the best of times, but having so many thrown at her in such a short space of time was confusing, to say the least. As a group spoke of their times back home, discussing their art and passing their phones around to display photos, Jane was surprised how good these people were. Why the hell hadn't she heard of any of them? They were far better than anything she had seen for sale at home. Gwyn giggled nervously as she told her story. She was hoping for a large commission when she returned home, and with the regular smaller work she had coming in already, she felt confident she could finally leave her job as a receptionist at the attorney's office. Passing her phone round to show her work, Penny giggled as she looked through the photos. "I didn't know you did lingerie, Gwyn." Jane studied Gwyn's reaction for a moment. She just calmly replied with, "I'm willing to try anything. You of all people know that, Penny." Penny fell silent, the caress of a blush colouring her cheeks before she passed the phone on. With all the talking and various foods being passed around with what seemed like an endless supply of water, Jane lost track of time. Some of the group returned to the hotel, returning with various pieces of wood and kindling, before building the fire back up again, and within minutes it was reaching up into the sky, lighting the dusk once more. As the fire settled into a comfortable blaze, Nick stood up and spoke to the group. "We have 3 new members with us, and in total 18 here. Might I suggest we split into 3 groups of 6, each with a new member, to start our sensory exploration?" A chorus of agreement rose from the group. Nick nodded and walked back to the hotel, returning briefly with a basket. Placing it on the sand in front of him, he said, "I know I say this every year, so you should all know there is no judgment. What we feel is absolutely correct for us. Now everyone grab a blindfold and let's get this week properly started." "Blindfold?" Jane muttered. "No one said anything about a blindfold." Gwyn turned to her, obviously hearing Jane's private comment, and said, "Just go with it, Jane. It's fun, I promise," before grabbing her arm and lifting her from the blanket. They joined the queue for the basket. Within minutes, they were both sat down on the blanket, Jane thumbing her blindfold and wondering what next. "Do you want me to help you put it on?" Gwyn asked. "No, it's okay. I'll manage." Gwyn just shrugged before securing her own blindfold. Tentatively, Jane placed the blindfold around her head, tying it, her world suddenly becoming very dark. As the minutes passed, Jane became very aware of the sensation of the fire, the caress of its heat somehow more intense than it was earlier, every crackle of the burning logs louder than before, even the distant sound of the tide lapping at the beach seemed to somehow surround her. "What happens now?" Jane asked, feeling a little disorientated. "Well, first we talk about the sensations we feel, and then I will suggest scenarios, and we immerse ourselves in those scenarios and describe all the sensations we feel. Think of it as a game of senses." Nick's voice said next to her, "Damn, that man could walk quietly. Jane hadn't even heard him return."
"Penny, why don't you start?"
Penny momentarily looked pensive, unsure, before saying, "I can smell the bacon. The fire warms my skin, and I hear the sound of the tide against the shoreline in the distance."
"Good. Beth, your turn."
Taking a breath, Beth said, "The smell of the embers and the fragrance of delicious bacon fills my nostrils. The melody of waves and fire form a chorus in my ears. My skin tingles from the radiance of the flames blushing over me."
"Very good. Now Mark," Nick said.
Smiling, Mark announced,
"The taste of the freshly cooked bacon on an open fire moistens my taste buds. My skin is electrified by the heat of the fire. sending pulses of warmth radiating over me. The fragrance of the sea as the sea crashes against the beach stimulates my nostrils. That saltiness that hangs in the air teases my lips. He pauses for a moment, raising his nose as if overstatedly sniffing the air before continuing. The gentle odour of Gwyn's wet pussy excites my memory and brings the taste of it from this morning back to my tongue. The group laugh as Gwyn punches Mark on the shoulder before saying to him in a stern tone, "Hush, we had a shower after."
"Very good. Possibly a little more information than we need, but good nonetheless. Gwyn, see if you can follow that," Nick said, grinning.
Taking a breath, she whispers gently, "The sound of the sea as it kisses the beach reminds me of a lover's kiss. Their tongue as it explores my body. The saltiness in the air from the sea teases at my tongue, as if the taste of my lover was still there. The heat of the fire caresses over my body. The gentle breath of a dragon that explores every inch of me." Stopping, Jane can hear the change in Gwyn's breathing. She can almost feel her body responding to all those sensations.
"Very emotive. Excellent. Notice how Gwyn immersed herself in the sensations around her. Now, Jane, take your time. Just immerse yourself in the feelings around you and say exactly what you feel. There is no right or wrong answers," Nick said softly, pausing for a moment. Decided if she was going to do it, she may as well go full out. Licking her lips, she began, "The fragrance of the sea reminds me of its gentle caress along my thighs. Its saltiness caresses my tongue like pre-cum as my mouth explores my lover's cock." Pausing again, that gentle ache has started between her thighs. Remembering the sea moving along her pussy, caressing her, she squeezes her thighs together, trying to control the desire building inside her. The next words just come out, as if they had been restrained for 100 years and were just desperate to escape. "My pussy throbs with desire at the sensation of the waves kissing my passion, the aching I feel when on my knees, taking every inch of my lover's cock into my mouth." Pausing again, her nipples aching from the heat of the fire, remembering watching Mark and Gwyn dance in the firelight, her breasts moving so freely, Jane's mouth drying. She licks her lips again before continuing. "My nipples burn in the fire. My core aches at the memory of Gwyn and Mark caressed by the gentle light. The excitement moves like electricity through my body as I remember watching them dance, imagining them touch each other, exploring their bodies. Mark's head between Gwyn's thighs as she pushed her legs over his shoulders." Gasping as she finished, Jane suddenly realized how immersed she was in the imagery. "Excellent, Jane. You're really getting into this. Okay, let's try some scenarios. Let's really develop our imagery and let ourselves go," Nick said. "Jane, let's start with you. A massage room. Take your time and get a real sense of the room and everything happening within it."
Taking a moment, Jane imagined what she thought a massage room would be like. She imagined a clean white room, essential oils burning somewhere on the other side and gentle music playing. Taking a breath before she says, "I am laying face down on a massage bed. A soft towel covers me from the waist down, its luxurious material caressing my ass. There is a gentle breeze caressing my back, goosebumps moving up and down in the anticipation of my massage. The combination of soft music and the fragrance of essential oils relaxes me, seduces me deeper within myself. I'm aware of another person in the room. Turning my head, there is another bed not 4 feet away.
a woman lays on it. She is like me, naked apart from a towel. I can smell her body lotion. The heady scent of coconut seems to warm me deep inside, as if it was teasing at me somehow. As the woman turns her head, her eyes hold my gaze as she smiles. A warm, welcoming smile that accentuates the goosebumps over my body. Just watching her, I can feel a tingle of excitement between my thighs, a needy ache growing inside me. In her mind's eye, Gwyn is laying on the bed, smiling in her gentle, open way. Jane is more than aware of the desire growing within her, but the desire for what, she isn't sure. The door opens and Mark walks in. She continues, I see a masseuse walking in. His body is athletic and strong. The tingle of excitement I already feel grows within me. The fragrance of the oil he applies to his hands is exotic and alluring. I find myself licking my lips for no reason. Watching his hands move up and down Gwyn's back, the oil glistening, the steady, firm motion of his hands seemed to relax Jane without him touching her, as if he were luring her further into the fantasy. Jane hears Gwyn's gentle moans of pleasure and relaxation as his hands move up and down, her body slick with oil. Noticing how Gwyn's body responds as his hands move down her back, her ass rising slightly, as if inviting him lower, willing his hands to move over her ass. Even from this position, Jane can see the bulge in his white linen pants, his erection firmly tenting the material as he moves up and down Gwyn's body. As he moves round to stand in front of Gwyn's head, she lifts it slightly before he resumes massaging up and down her torso. Gwyn seems to be edging her mouth forward somehow. Already Jane can see Gwyn's desire to taste him, to have that moment of his hard cock pressing against her mouth. Jane groans in pleasure as she watches Gwyn grinding her mound on the massage bed. Gwyn's moans become louder and louder. Jane then suddenly feels strong, oily hands along her own back as the electricity shoots along every nerve and she feels her own ass rising with her need. The caress of hands up and down her back, pushing her desire fully between her thighs. Even over the smell of the massage oils, Jane can smell her own feminine desire. Knowing how wet she is, she squeezes her thighs together in the hope of stemming any juices dripping from her throbbing pussy. As she watches Mark stretching over Gwyn's body, his hands exploring under her towel, his cock pressing against Gwyn's lips through the material of his pants, Gwyn mouths it hungrily, wantonly, her hands reaching up and squeezing his tight ass as he moans loudly. Jane's own ass gyrates at the sight in front of her. Her pussy clutches with need as she parts her leg, the cool breeze caressing that soft flesh and kissing her naked pussy as the towel drops to the floor, leaving her glistening lips naked and exposed. Mark flips Gwyn over, her towel discarded like Jane's and her body perfectly naked. Gwyn slides up the massage table, her head dropping over the end as Mark unfastens his pants, letting them drop to the floor, his throbbing cock standing proud in the air. Hungrily, Gwyn lifts her head, her lips sliding around his ballsack and his moans of pleasure, the only indication of the voracious work her tongue was doing inside her mouth. Jane realized her hips were moving in time with the motion of Gwyn's mouth, willing some imaginary cock to fill her passion. The hands of her masseuse cradled the globes of her ass, his strong fingers parting her cheeks, before she felt the salacious caress of his tongue over her ass, sending her body into rapture as he explored her most private area. Pushing back against his mouth with urgency, willing him to take her any way he would, Jane felt all her inhibitions drop away. She really didn't care how she was fucked. She just needed to be fucked and hard. in what seemed like perfect synchronicity. Both men moved at the same time. Jane's masseuse stood between her thighs, and for the first time she was aware of his hard, naked cock teasing at the folds of her pussy. Feeling an undeniable need for him to be inside her, she pushed back against his erection, inviting him inside, rubbing her wet lips against his cock to show just how much she wanted this. Mark slid his cock over Gwyn's lips, taunting her need to taste him, allowing her the briefest of kisses along his shaft, her tongue flicking at him with an animalistic need. Desperately, she tried to tempt him into her mouth. Mark guided her head back over the edge of the masseuse bed and slid his cock full length into her mouth. Gwyn's throat convulsed slightly from her gag reflex before she relaxed and let his gentle thrusts push deep into her mouth. Leaning over, he kissed down her stomach, biting gently at the soft flesh of her thighs before his tongue teased at her clit, circling it, sucking it between his teeth. Gwyn pushed her feet onto the massage bed, forcing her pussy up against his face. Jane could feel the familiar length of his shaft inside her pussy, his hands working forcibly over her ass. She moans loudly as a single oiled finger slides in through the rosette of her ass, the tip of it massaging inside, sending a whole new sensation cascading over Jane's body. Jane's fingernails grip the massage bed as she pushed back against him, willing his thrust deeper and harder. In perfect response, his cock hammered into Jane with long, vicious strokes, her pussy clenching around his thick girth, urging him to come, to fill her with his semen, pushing her head onto the bed, biting at it, as both cock and finger push deeper than Jane would have thought possible. Her whole body trembles as she feels her rising orgasm. Looking over to Gwyn, she watches as she pushes her fingers through his hair, holding his head tight against her pussy, her toes curling, her moans stifled by the hard thrusts of his cock into her throat. As she grasps his hair tightly, Jane just knows she was where she needs to be. His body stiffens, his ass tensing as he explodes deep in her throat. Watching her inflame Jane's own orgasm, she pushed hard back against her masseuse, forcing him even deeper, forcing him to come. As his warm cum fills her pussy, Jane cries out in sheer animalistic lust as her orgasm cascades down her body and explodes on her clit. Panting gently, Jane suddenly realized there was nothing but darkness. The smell of the fire and the distant sounds of waves kissing the beach.
Well, that's quite a scene. Excellent, Jane. I think you'll do great this week. Gwyn, the same scene, the massage bed.
Feeling a burning blush over her body, Jane could feel Gwyn's fingers running through her hair before she leaned down and whispered, "Wow. Just wow." So, I hope you've enjoyed part two. Part three next week. Now, I wonder how filthy I can make this. So on Friday, obviously, we have Audio Secrets. Not sure what I'm going to talk about now, but I'll find something. There's lots happening. Tons. Too much. And next week we have part three of this. So until then, when I can get you back in bed again, and we can get all wild. This is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.